On Thursday afternoons at the Jefferson Barracks VA Medical Center in South St. Louis County, volunteers and patients with spinal cord injuries get together to bowl and shoot the bull. As the veterans will tell you, it's not about strikes or spares. Steve Miller, whose legs are paralyzed, bowls while seated in his wheelchair.
I didn't think it would be very much fun, but my first game I beat my instructor, and since then I come back here once a week.
Miller is an Army veteran from Versailles, Kentucky. He worked as a landscaper until he broke his back in a fall several months ago. He uses a portable ramp to send the bowling ball rolling toward the 10 pins.
Yeah, I'm 56 years old, so I'm learning a new life. But one thing I've learned is there's a different kind of man that lives this life. I've found a lot of great guys here that are veterans, and they've given me a lot of encouragement.
The bowling alley was built in the late 1950s. Its mid-century decor is so old-style, it's stylish again. The vintage Brunswick pin-setting machines creak, but still get the job done. Herman Luge supervises recreational therapy at the medical center. He says the bowling alley would have closed years ago, if not for the volunteers.
Volunteers oil the lanes, and they clean the lanes, and they clean the balls, and they make sure that equipment is checked out properly, and without our volunteer force, we couldn't do it.
About 500 veterans use the bowling alley every week. Luge says his staff provides the physical therapy, but it's the volunteers who provide the encouragement. The bowling alley will be demolished during a $360 million upgrade already underway, and veterans who volunteer at the lanes are determined to build a new one. Jim Donahoe is heading a fundraising campaign.
The VA is building a new building here. There is space in there for a new bowling alley, four-lane bowling alley, but the VA does not have the money in their budget to construct and equip that bowling alley.
The construction and new equipment will cost about $500,000. Veteran Ed Roussan, who volunteers at the lanes, says the benefits are priceless.
St. Louis has always been a big bowling town. Tropicana Lanes, Crestwood Bowl, Dick Weber Lanes, Sunset Lanes, Dew Bowl.
Roussan says the bowling alley serves outpatients who are on military pensions and can't afford to bowl at commercial lanes.
You know, if this isn't here, we're at a loss. We need our bowling alley.
Patients coping with physical disabilities often need to be convinced that they can enjoy life again, says recreation therapist Matt Lujan.
They say, I can't bowl, I can't stand, I can't walk. And so it's a very big learning curve to convince them that just because their legs don't work the way they used to, that they can still do all of these things that they used to enjoy doing.
Veteran Rusty Ezell travels from Prairie du Rocher, Illinois for treatment. His lower body is paralyzed, and he bowls from his wheelchair. He hasn't bowled over 100 since his injury, but he says that doesn't matter.
You can come down here and take your frustrations out on a ball and 10 pins. It's therapeutic.
The veterans want to have a new bowling alley up and running when the rehab complex opens in 2017. They're hoping that business, civic, and service organizations will step forward to help. For St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon, I'm Mary Leonard.